WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tonight, most PBS stations will be showing a pre-recorded performance of Verdi's fourth opera, I Lombardi, in its Metropolitan Opera Presents series. It stars Luciano Pavarotti and bass Samuel Raimi. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says they're not the only good things in this opera.
Stars like Luciano Pavarotti can sell tickets to just about anything. That's why this year, the Metropolitan Opera mounted for him its first production of one of Verdi's most obscure operas, an opera I never thought I'd live to see. It's an epic extravaganza called I Lombardi alla Prima Crociata, The Lombards at the First Crusade. It's not exactly a great opera. Verdi was still trying his wings. It has what might be the most absurd plot in all of opera, which is no mean feat. In the first act, the heroine, Giselda, is in Milan. In the second act, without any explanation, she's a prisoner in a Syrian harem. In the third act, she runs off with her heathen lover, Orante, who is sung by Pavarotti in one of his strongest recent performances. Orante is fatally wounded by the Christian invaders, but he's baptized at the last moment by a hermit who lives in a nearby cave outside of Jerusalem. The hermit also happens to be Giselda's uncle, who's still doing penance for murdering his father, Giselda's grandfather, by mistake. The trio for Giselda, the dying Orante, and the hermit is one of the great things in Italian opera. It's 12 minutes long, with an extended solo violin obbligato and harp accompaniment. It prefigures such other great Verdi ensembles as the quartet from Rigoletto, because its soaring melodies express the distinct feelings of its three very different characters. That's Met Concertmaster Raymond Yevick on the violin, Pavarotti, bass Samuel Raimi, and soprano Lauren Flanagan. The Met has had its share of soprano troubles lately, what with firing Kathleen Battle and Aprile Milo canceling her appearances in the role of Giselda. Flanagan looks like an operatic Maureen O'Hara. Unfortunately, her basically pretty, light voice caves in at the bottom and scrunches up at the top. Her high notes are rarely up to pitch. She's not really ready for Verdi, and the Met should not have made her an offer she couldn't refuse. On the other hand, the Met chorus is marvelous, and James Levine has turned the Met Orchestra into one of our national treasures. The staging, with people rushing around waving gigantic flags and a giant crucifix descending from the rafters, probably isn't as effective on TV as in the opera house. Given the current world situation, one could easily be offended by a story in which the heroes are trying to eradicate Muslims from the Middle East. The Crusades are one of history's more dubious enterprises in the name of religion. But the libretto is so absurd, it's hard to take either the good guys or the bad guys as anything but generic. On that level, E. Lombardi is great fun, and the youthful exuberance, sincerity, and occasional sublimity of Verdi's score makes it even more than that.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. E. Lombardi airs tonight on most PBS stations.